From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Members of Congress are on their way home for their Thanksgiving break, and they've left a lot on their plates back in Washington. Senate Democrats could not get the 60 votes necessary to advance a bill funding the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. The measure would have required the troops begin withdrawing in 30 days. A Republican war funding bill with no strings attached failed as well, and the Senate couldn't move ahead on the farm bill. As NPR's Brian Naylor reports, these issues and others are likely to return with lawmakers in December.
The Iraq war vote this morning was the latest attempt in the Democrats' 11-month-long battle to force a change in the president's Iraq policy. Like all the previous efforts, it came up short. The measure provided $50 billion to fund the war through early next year, but it required that the president begin withdrawing troops almost immediately, with a goal of having most home by the end of next year, Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid.
Our troops continue to fight and die valiantly, and our treasury continues to be depleted rapidly for a peace that we seem far more interested in achieving than Iraq's own political leaders.
The House approved the measure Wednesday in a largely party-line vote, but in the Senate, the Republican minority can block legislation by requiring 60 votes. And though a handful of Republicans joined Democrats in backing the measure, it wasn't enough. South Carolina Republican Lindsey Graham called the surge in Iraq one of the most successful military actions in American history. He said the Democrats wanted to replace military commanders with what he called a dysfunctional Congress.
This is ridiculous. Is undercutting America's vital national security interests and is telling our soldiers you're losers when they're winners. So we're going to defeat it now and forever.
A Republican proposal to give the president $70 billion with no strings attached was also defeated. The Pentagon says without extra money for the war, it may have to drastically reduce its non-war operations to keep troops in Iraq. Democrats say they've been assured the Army and Marines have the funds they need to fight the war through early next year. Congress may revisit the issue next month. Lawmakers almost certainly will be returning to the farm bill. Backers today failed to come up with 60 votes to cut off debate after some 2 weeks. Democrat Tom Harkin of Iowa, chairman of the Senate Agriculture Committee, blamed the stalemate on Republicans, who he says want to bring up amendments that have nothing to do with farms.
If the senator wants to vote on immigration, well, then put it on some other bill. If he wants to vote on taxes, vote for some other bill. If they want to vote on S-CHIP or whatever else they might want to bring up, that's for something else. Let's do something for our farmers and our ranchers and get the farm bill passed.
Harkin said he detected the, quote, heavy hand of the White House behind the standoff. Georgia Republican Saxby Chambliss counted Republicans want a farm bill, too.
But I want a farm bill done the right way, a farm bill that is debated under the long-held principles of this body, that any member may offer any amendment he or she desires.
After today's failure to shut off debate, Harkin said this was but the opening round and that the bill would get done next month. There are many other bits of unfinished business on Congress's to-do list: a fix for the alternative minimum tax, renewal of the S-CHIP Children's Health Insurance Program, and the annual spending bills to keep the government operating. The president has already vetoed the measure funding most social programs and threatens to reject several others. Majority Leader Reid vowed today that the impasse would not lead to the government's closing, as it did in a similar dispute in 1995.
We are not going to shut the government down. We're going to continue to work. We're not going to have a Gingrich-type Congress. We're going to do the responsible thing for the American people, and we've tried to do that.
President Bush has criticized Congress for spending some $22 billion more than he wants this year. Reid and other Democrats have floated a plan to split the difference. Republican Senator John Kyle of Arizona said if Democrats combined that offer with a no-strings-attached war funding measure, Republicans and the White House might go along.
And they don't insert really bad policy in these spending bills in addition to excess money. And that the $11 billion they're talking about is not pork barrel earmark type spending and so on, well, then maybe we can talk about some things.
Last year, Democrats campaigned against what they labeled a do-nothing Congress, and it helped them win in November. Republicans, now in the minority, seem inclined to do all they can to return the favor. Brian Naylor, NPR News, the Capitol.